Shalom, beloved. I'm in Jerusalem. I am presently on the southern steps to the temple. Now, the southern steps were the primary steps that rabbis taught from. In fact, we read about all the accounts in the Gospels that Yeshua was speaking at the temple, and where he was most likely speaking from was right here at these southern steps. They were called the rabbi's teaching steps. So many of his parables, so many of the lessons that he taught happened right here on these southern steps. For example, they asked him, what's the greatest of the commandments? Which is the greatest of the laws? And Yeshua said, the greatest law of all is to love God and your neighbor as yourself. These steps right here are the greatest archaeological find that we perhaps have in the world today. You know, there are many sites in Israel where tourists are shown, but some of the sites that tourists are shown are not the actual places that things happened. They're just places that have been marked to remind us of biblical things that happened. Of course, we know they happened in Israel. We know they happened in Jerusalem. We know that Jesus walked on the Sea of Galilee, but we don't know sometimes the exact spot where some of the Bible events that are recorded in Scripture happen. But these steps right here are what are known as a Class A find. In other words, we know that these steps that I'm on, beloved ones, right now are the actual steps that led to the temple and where the common man ascended to come into the temple. So it's just an amazing thing that our faith is not rooted just in the clouds somewhere. Our faith is rooted in the fact that the transcendent God, the God of eternity, the God that has no beginning and has no end, descended into time and space, into our world, because he loves us so much. He clothed himself with flesh and blood, lived as a Jew, and ministered here, ministered, beloved, right here at these temple steps. God is nearer to you and I than we know. Jesus is present. Even as he incarnated himself in flesh and blood and walked these steps, he's with you right now, touching you by his Spirit. He loves you. And so we say to him today, Baruch Hashem, bless your name, O Lord, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Now make sure to join me next week. I'll be continuing to teach from the Psalms right here at these southern steps.